Okay, so I will be speaking on the topic titled Righteousness, and I'm getting my text from John 3:1-13. Before I move further, I would like to define the word righteousness. Well, I would say righteousness is a state of living a holy and upright life. A life blameless before God, a life void of sin. Righteousness is not a practice, but a lifestyle of every true child of God. It also the total surrender to the will of God, irrespective of the circumstance, absolute obedience to the voice of God. Putting or making God a priority in your life's choice and decisions. Hebrews 10:22. I will quickly and briefly give examples of believers who lived a righteous life or who were righteous. And I will start with the father of faith, Abraham. Abraham lived a blameless life. A life of total surrender and obedience to the will and voice of God. You get all of this account in Genesis chapter 22, verse 1 to 12. And in the book of Genesis chapter 39, verse 6 to 12, it talked about Joseph. Joseph is another example of a man void of sin, even though the situation he was very tough and tempting. And another example we have, or rather I have here, is Daniel. Daniel's faith was never shaken, even though his life was at stake. Neither did he disobey the Lord all his years. You will see the account of Daniel in Daniel chapter 1, verse 8a. Also in the book of Daniel 6:3-10, Daniel chapter 18, verse 21 explains more better. Elijah also was a man whose life was dedicated to God to the extent that he was not permitted to experience death. Well, you get the account of Elijah in the book of 2 Kings 2, verse 11. It also explained better of it. And of course, our Master Jesus Christ, we all know how he lived a pure and righteous life. And there are also benefits for righteousness. One, it's righteousness brings about supernatural or divine supply. Sorry for the break. Like I was saying before, there are benefits to righteousness. One, it is supernatural or divine supply. And 2 Kings 17, 2-6 explains about the supernatural and divine supply. Two, divine coverage and protection. Job 1:8-10 explains better. And thirdly, when you live a righteous life, it causes terror to the kingdom of darkness. Praise the Lord. Thank you.